Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael. With my Faith and Freedom show, I'm going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. You can give us a call. 888-850-1872. Months ago, actually for the last couple of years, I've been talking about the global environmental situation. I have said, and I'm someday when I grow up, I'll have some kind of t-shirt available that promotes the idea of global warming. I would like to have global warming. The problem is I will have a relatively melted Arctic. Right now, the Arctic ice cap has been receding. It does it cyclically. It's something that it's something that happens. And one of the results of having a warm Arctic is that you have more evaporation of the Arctic water. And then, of course, what happens is the Arctic air masses and the air patterns start to shift south on the continents, and you end up getting more snow. If the Bible were true, and you had a global flood, just after the global flood, what you'd have is an excessively warm Arctic Ocean. You might have a wonderful environment for even hippopotamuses and large elephants and things like that. And then depending on, as time wore on, you would see a whole bunch of snow happening on the continent, not on the Arctic. Volcanoes blowing up and causing cooling, the gases and the clouds and the albedo effect bouncing the sun's heat away from the earth and all kinds of stuff. You'd have a nice snowy ice age post-flood. That's what would happen. And that ice age would continue to go, would not abate until things got cool enough to freeze the Arctic. And then when the Arctic freezes, there's no water for evaporation. And of course, there's drier air because of that cold snow frozen over the Arctic. And you have less snow on the continents that the wind patterns shift to the north. And of course, you have drier the situation. What we're experiencing right now, they have said that the Arctic ice cap has been receding the last few years. So predictably, and I've been saying this, well, we ought to see an increase in snow on the continent. Guess what we're seeing even now? It's a result. And if you go ahead and watch the news, they're going to start explaining to you in situ the things that you're seeing, and they're explaining why it's happening. Well, it's kind of a crazy thing I've been saying on the air for the last few years. Predicting it. If the Bible's true, I should be able to make some predictions. I can figure out my environment. I can look in the past, and I can look at the present, and I can figure out what's going to happen in the future. It's true. And I said I like global warming because the goal is that it will increase the amount of moisture in the atmosphere. It'll increase the amount of growth in trees. The more trees we have, the more carbon we're going to have in the atmosphere. And the more carbon we have in the atmosphere near the earth, it's going to cause trees to grow faster and plants to grow faster because they feed off of CO2. That's what I've been saying. You guys, a lot of you have been hearing the show when it was broadcasting during the week, and you got to admit it. That's the kind of thing I've been saying. I've been forecasting and saying, I like global warming. When we think about paradise, do we think of Antarctica? No. What's wrong with paradise? Who is it that's got a problem with paradise and would like to do things to cut back on CO2 so that our trees will not grow as well as they are right now and make things, instead of warmer, colder, and have less moisture in the atmosphere? And that moisture, by the way, protects us from the radiation from the sun. Increase in the moisture in our atmosphere, increase of your lifespan, folks. Look what I found in New Zealand. No, I'm sorry. Yes, it was. I found this in New Zealand. I search for my news overseas because every now and then they'll sneak out something that you need to know about that isn't being published here. And guess where this story is from? It's from Virginia, Maryland, and I know North Carolina because I'm familiar with the guys that did the research. In November, I mentioned to you that my son, Jesse, went to he's an environmental studies major in college, and actually he's living up in Montana right now. He just spent, I think, 10 days in a Quincy, which is sort of like an igloo. And he was living out in the cold for 10 days with 7 other people, learning survival skills in harsh environments. And now he's continuing, he's doing his first responder training and things like that, and certifications up there in this frozen wilderness in Montana in the mountains. But he went to a seminar or something like that, and the guy mentioned that old growth and new growth trees, doesn't matter what their age, for the last 30 years have been growing like crazy. And you know what we've seen? Go ahead and look at the CO2 charts. CO2 has been increasing steadily over the, you know, last, I'd say, 30, 40 years. Well, you know what? That's a good thing. It causes trees to grow. And when trees grow more, guess what you have? More CO2. That's what you're going to have. So look what this says. Trees grow faster due to global warming, is this report. Not published in the American papers. Forests could be growing faster now than they were 225 years ago as a result of global warming, a study has revealed. And I'll just tell you, folks, you will get global warming as a result of the tree growth. All these guys go green. They're ticked off because it's warming. Guess what is going to happen if they get more green? It's going to go warmer. Increase absorption. The albedo effect, I think, of a green tree is 0.2. Albedo effect of a white cloud is, or snow, is like 0.85 or 0.8. So you're going to get a global warming the more trees you have, you silly goose. A study published yesterday in the Proceedings of National Academy of Sciences found evidence that trees in the eastern United States were growing at an accelerated rate due to the rising levels of atmospheric CO2, higher temperatures, and longer growing seasons. Well, there are symbiotic relationships there. Scientists in Maryland and Virginia documented changes to the growth of 55 plots of mixed hardwood forest over 22 years and concluded the younger trees were growing much quicker than the eldest trees in the study, which were 225 years old. But the information I got, that my son got, was actually even the old growth trees. Their original 225 years was slower growth, but their most recent growth of these old trees is significantly greater than it was ever in history. All right. Forest, and this came off a Smithsonian Environmental Research Center blog. Hey, folks, this is a no-brainer. I've been talking about this for 2 years. You be the scientist. Don't check your brains out of the door, folks. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't be distracted by the in-flight entertainment. They're trying to keep your plane in a nosedive. They, whoever they are. Forest ecologist Jeffrey Parker of the CERC, that's Smithsonian Environmental Research Center, and Sean McMahon of the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute discovered that, on average, the forest was growing an additional, listen, how would you, hey, would you like to go green? How about this? How would you like to have an additional 2 tons per acre annually? Have I got a secret to your green growth? Give us a call now. New from Ronco. Secret of green growth to increase your tonnage. 2 tons per acre, folks. 2 tons per acre annually. That is some growth, baby. You know how you do it? Increase the CO2 will increase the growth, which will increase the absorption of sun heat, which will increase the growth, which will increase the amount of CO2, which will increase the growth. You see where we're going here? By the way, eventually you get back to paradise. It says this growth is the equivalent of a tree with a diameter of 2 feet sprouting up over a year. Mr. Parker began his tree census work in 1987 and measured all trees that were 2 centimeters or more in diameter, then identified their species. By knowing the species and diameter, he was able to calculate the tree's biomass. During the past 22 years, CO2 levels at CERC, at this experimental area, rose 12%. CO2 levels. Guess what, folks? He didn't say man-made CO2 rose 12%. I would, you know what I have to do is I got to go look at what percentage of that was man-made. That's a result of warming and increase of CO2 because of increase of plant growth, because of increased cycle of the life-death cycle of the plant material, increasing the CO2, which increases the plant growth, which increases the absorption of sun heat, which increases You see what I'm saying? You got a photosynthesis thing going here. It's not just the sun. You need CO2 to feed it. And then, of course, it feeds itself. During the past 22 years, CO2 levels at CERC rose 12%. The temperature increased by nearly 3/10 of a degree Celsius. And this is just in this little microcosm here, that the temperature increased by nearly 3/10 of a degree Celsius. Do you see what I said? When you have increase of plant growth, you're going to have an increase of heat absorption in that little microcosm. It's mutually supportive. Okay, and listen to what it said. And the growing season lengthened by 7.8 days. Mr. Parker and Mr. McMahon suggested that a combination of these factors caused the forest accelerated biomass gain. This is good news. It goes right in line with what I've said. I've read the Bible, and it says there are a global cataclysm. Just think, of all that carbon fuel that you're putting in your automobile, you know where it came from? A global greenhouse, a global worm, a warmer globe. That was a global paradise that was forested forever. Over every ounce of space that was land. And then it got smushed up and buried and pressurized and everything like that, turned into the hydrocarbons, or turned into fuel for you. How much CO2 had to be in the atmosphere to feed that much plant life? Massive, folks. It was a huge amount of CO2 in the original atmosphere. Huge amount of warmth globally. Huge amount of water in the atmosphere, which enables I'd say, isothermal distribution of heat across the surface of the Earth and protects life from radiation. You know what you would get in a situation like that? Higher speed of healing with the higher pressure. If you go down to people... measure this. They go down to the Dead Sea and find out that they're going to heal faster because of the lower altitude they're at and the higher pressure and the easier assimilation of oxygen into your body. There's all kinds of things that help here. And then so the increase of moisture because of increased heat in this global greenhouse and increase of protection from sun's radiation, you know what you might do? Live a lot longer. Wow. Have you ever read the Bible? I'm just telling you, that's the kind of thing I do. It's kind of a brain teaser for y'all. But that's something I want you to think about. Don't check your brain out the door. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't listen to what you're hearing in the public school, in the public sector, in the popular media. It's deception. Don't let them have you check your brains out. Check them back in. That's what we're trying to do here on this Faith and Freedom Show, where I'm going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. That's why Liberty Works Radio Network has invited me to come play with them. And that's why I want you to get on board the Liberty Works Radio Network. Get off your couch, take a tithe of your Cox cable bill, and put it into something where somebody's actually doing something to equip people to a little bit, let's say, an improved life. What are you giving to those who are preserving your liberty, who are sacrificing on the behalf of you and your posterity? What are you doing? What are you giving? Do you know about House Joint Resolution 37? Do you know anything about it? Do you know about, a list of things here? So I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about some other things happening that I found in foreign news sources that matter to you. So stay tuned in. Our number here is 888-850-1872. You can, of course, always go on, listen audio, libertyworksradionetwork.com, or my website, get a live video stream at faithfreedoms.org. Always want to get in touch with me, David Allen Carmichael. Type that in the browser. You'll eventually, in about 2 seconds flat, get a hold of me. We'll be back.